And in sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Houston Astros beat the Minnesota Twins on Friday night, 10-3. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli.
Not being in the game after only a couple of innings is tough because it's happened a few times to us now. But again, we can use it as some motivation. We can look at it a lot of different ways. We just have to go out there and make good pitches.
Royce Lewis was taken out of the game with a hamstring injury in the ninth inning. Baldelli says the team will know more about the severity of Lewis's injury today. The Minnesota Lynx will try to bounce back from their first loss of the season when they host the LA Sparks at Target Center today. Before the game, a banner will be unveiled in honor of Lynx legend Simone Augustus, who was inducted in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 2024. Nafisa Collier on the responsibility of honoring and carrying on the Lynx tradition.
I think it's a really great responsibility, especially on days like today or nights when we're retiring past players, you know, celebrating them, their jerseys, Hall of Fame, things like that. It just makes you really proud, and it makes you want to make them proud. Where, again, they've just built something so special here where we want to continue it on and make them feel pride in the fact that their legacy is continuing through a next generation.
Game time is noon today at Target Center. The St. Paul Saints lost at Indianapolis on Friday night 7-6 in 11 innings. The Minnesota United will try to extend their point streak to 5 matches when they host San Diego FC at Allianz Field tonight at 7:30. The University of Minnesota men's team finished in 7th place in the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Oregon. The 7th place finish is the team's highest since 1948. And in high school sports, 4 championship games are taking place in the baseball tournament, and the boys and girls lacrosse championships will be today. This is MNN.